We are continuing our series in Romans. The text on which the teaching is based is Romans 7, verses 14 to 25. So if you could turn there in your Bibles, that'd be great. Romans 7, 14 to 25. If you didn't bring a Bible, there's a pew Bible in front of you, so you can just grab that and follow along as we look at God's Word today. Romans is about how God makes people right with him as a gift. He just gives it to them, not because we deserve it, but because he's gracious. So let's ask for the Lord's help as we look at his word together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you've spoken to us and that you've told us the truth, and I pray that we would receive your word today as your word, as the word of God. I pray that we would understand, help us to believe it, help us to live in the light of it, help us to respond to you well today in a way that makes you glad. I pray that you would do your work in our hearts today, convict us where we need that, encourage us where we need that, build up your people, I pray, and we ask these things in Jesus' name, amen. A week or so ago, Zuleika and I were walking our dog around the town hall. You guys know our dog, Wendell. Some call him Wendell the Wonder Dog. He's pretty wonderful, I guess. So we were walking around the town hall. We come around to the other side, and in front of the town hall, there's nobody there. It's like a Friday or Saturday. I can't remember. There's nobody working there. We come around the other side. There's in front of the building, there's a big metal dumpster, I guess. I don't know why that was there. They're putting trash in it or something. It's not usually there. And when Wendell sees this dumpster, he just starts barking like crazy and growling, and the hair on the back of his neck is standing up, and he's just going nuts barking at this dumpster. And we're like, Wendell, it's just a big thing of metal. You know, I don't know why you're so upset. I know it's not usually there, but it's not that big a deal. Calm down, Wendell. And he keeps growling at it and kind of jumping around and so excited. And I don't even think there was anything in it at that point. And there's nobody there. And the dog is just going nuts. And so Lake is like, well, let's get him, let him get close so he can kind of understand that this isn't a scary thing. So we get close. And the closer we get, the more excited and the more barking he's getting and growling and jumping at that thing. And what we realize is that that metal is really shiny. And he can see his own reflection in the dumpster. And he sees another dog in there. and he's like jumping and growling. Finally, he figures it out. But what we realize is that poor Wendell, I mean, I wouldn't say he's a smart dog. He's a really nice dog most of the time. But he doesn't know what he looks like. And I mean, he has some good qualities. He has some bad qualities. Vanity is not one of his bad qualities. He doesn't spend a lot of time looking in the mirror. And so he doesn't know what he looks like. And we had to show him that, yeah, that's you, Wendell. And it made me think about us. And most of us know what we look like. We actually do look in the mirror. but we don't always recognize what's going on inside of ourselves. Sometimes we need help with that. Like, we think we understand our own hearts, but people are complicated, right? And what's going on with us spiritually is complicated. And something that the scripture does is helps us to understand ourselves. You know, it shows us what God is like, but it also shows us what we're like, and we need to understand who we are, okay? And the text that we're going to look at today is like holding up the mirror to our hearts so we can look inside ourselves. That's what's going on with this. And we're going to read this, and when we look at it, what we're going to see is that there's a conflict within us, and we're going to see that there's a cry that comes out of our hearts. So we'll look at those things, the conflict within us and the cry that comes out of us. Before I read it, I just want to kind of show you where we've come from in Romans. the argument that Paul is making here, the flow of his thought here, is that everybody is a sinner. Everybody has rebelled against God. Jewish people who had his law didn't keep his law. Gentile people who didn't have his law worshipped idols, worshipped things that were not God. So all people are sinners, and we all are under his condemnation. We're all under his wrath, and we deserve hell. We deserve the penalty that comes from, we deserve death, okay? But in spite of what we deserve, God has saved his people apart from the law, apart from us doing what is right. It's just a gift of God's grace, and it comes through what Jesus has done for us, that he paid the penalty for our sins and rose again, and we receive this gift of being made right with God, of being justified. That's what justified means, is we're made right with God. We receive this simply by believing, by faith, apart from the law. And Paul's readers, who many of them were religious people before they came to faith in Jesus, observant Jews, and their understanding was the way that you are justified before God is by obeying God, by doing what's right, by keeping his law. So they would have asked this question, what are you saying then about the law of God? Should we even try to obey the law of God now that we've come to God through Jesus? Should we try to obey the law? And are you saying that God's law is evil because it's not able to save us? Is that what you're saying? In the last section that we looked at, Paul says that the problem is not the law, but it's how we as humans respond to the law. We hear the law of God. God tells us what's right and what's wrong, how we should live. And the way that we respond to what he tells us is by sinning even more than we did before. It stirs up more sin in us, and we're even more rebellious against God in spite of ourselves. So the law's good. It shows us what sin is, but the law can't save us. Okay? Because we don't keep it. Now, in this section that we're going to read today, Paul is going to go on and he's going to describe his own experience of what it was like, what it is like, trying to do the right thing, trying to obey God's law, trying to please God, but then failing at it. And this is his experience even as a believer in Christ, even as a Christian, okay? And it's helpful for us because he's not just describing his own experience, he's describing the experience of every Christian, of all of us who have believed in Jesus. So the scripture helps us to understand our own hearts, and we need to see this today. So let me read Romans 7, 14 to 25. Paul writes, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold as a slave to sin. For I do not understand what I am doing, because I do not practice what I want to do, but I do what I hate. Now if I do what I do not want to do, I agree with the law that it is good. So now I am no longer the one doing it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my flesh. For the desire to do what is good is with me, but there is no ability to do it. For I do not do the good that I want to do, but I practice the evil that I do not want to do. Now if I do what I want, if I do what I do not want, I am no longer the one that does it, but it is the sin that lives in me. So I discover this law. When I want to do what is good, evil is present with me. For in my inner self, I delight in God's law, but I see a different law in the parts of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and taking me prisoner to the law of sin in the parts of my body. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with my mind, I am serving the law of God, but with my flesh, the law of sin." This is God's word. there's a conflict within us. This is a picture of a man in turmoil, right? And a man that's at war within himself. And it says that in verse 23, like there's a war raging in his body. There's two parts of him that are sort of like fighting within him. It's if you can think of the American Civil War, you know, the Union versus the Confederates, there's two sides fighting within one country, right? Fighting for power, fighting for control. And it's like that, but within him, within Paul, within himself, within his own body and his mind, you know, like there's this war going on. And let's just walk through what he says about this conflict that's going on within his own heart. In verse 14, he says, "We know the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold as a slave to sin." So he's making this conflict, or he's drawing this contrast between the law of God, what God told us to do. He says, that's a good thing. That's spiritual. Okay? It's from God. And himself, but he says, I am fleshly. I am of the flesh. So when Paul says flesh, this is what he means. He's talking about our bodies, but, you know, you can't separate yourself from your body. You know, we're made of we're made of flesh and bone. You know, we're made of matter. And we can't separate ourselves from that, even though we're spiritual also. But our bodies are so dominated by sin, okay, that's what our flesh is, okay? That's what Paul means when he says flesh. He's like, our bodies, ourselves, that are so controlled by sin, so dominated by sin, that we don't obey God. That's what he means when he says flesh. And so, now, back a couple chapters ago, chapter 6, verse 22, Paul said, he's writing to Christians, and he says, you have been set free from sin.